producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tried to sneak in, one dressed up like a Pokemon character, the other a veteran, a homeless veteran, did not mean any harm, but nevertheless, the Secret Service is being quoted today by the Associated Press saying, snipers, guards, fences, not enough. Secret Service molds security checkpoints down the road from the White House, or internal checkpoints on the highways, on the roads, around the White House. In Washington, D.C., you only see stuff like that in North Korea. And I guess in, like, Turkmenistan or something. Of course, you only see black uniforms and cameras and checkpoints in a country that's been taken over by criminals. And folks will say, but ISIS is going to strike us. I got an article here where they stopped the plane, pulled people off, freaked out. Here's the headline, InfoWars.com. Feds swarm plane, interrogate passenger over travel group logo that resembled ISIS. So they will freak out over something that clearly has nothing to do with Islamic radical terrorism while our government arms the very rebels to fight the very rebels. So it's this schizophrenic government where they act like they're keeping you safe by taking your liberties while publicly funding the terrorists. Now, that doesn't mean everyone in the government obviously is involved in this. You've got one hand trying to do something while the other hand's creating the crisis. But it's usually the low-level people that are trying to actually go after extremist terrorists, whatever you want to call it. And then it's the folks on top shepherding it, protecting it, opening the door for it. So that's coming up today. Also, Obama's UN ambassador admits fight against ISIS designed to take out Assad in Syria. What an amazing admission that we're going to arm the good rebel group so they can take out ISIS. And then what's that rebel group want to do? They want to take out Assad. So it's so over-the-top deceptive, I have trouble even unraveling it, because it's so open. It's like a giant elephant in your living room. You open the door, your front door, and there's a giant elephant sitting there, and you can't speak. But it's obvious. It's over-the-top. It's ridiculous. This is the absurdishness, the absurdist nature of this makes it really hard to even fathom how ridiculous it is. But Senator Rand Paul and others are out there exposing it, and that is certainly a good thing. So we're going to talk about that as well. Also, UK's Cameron shifts tack. That's the way for lying. UK's Cameron shifts tack like he's out sailing. And when you change positions 180 degrees, well, that's not lying. It's changing tack. He's tacking. Oh, that sounds kind of elegant and gentlemanly, and he should be wearing a little captain hat like Judge Smales, christening the boat the Flying Wasp, the Flying Wagon of Horse Manure. UK's Cameron shifts tack. They had promised that if they voted to stay in the UK, they would give new powers, and they had demonstrated those, they had listed those, that the UK would turn loose some of its powers. Now he says, no, I meant more power for England. I mean, just incredible, the screw job that these people will carry out. But the public is ignorant. But then what were they going to do if they didn't stay in the UK? The socialists were going to loot Scotland. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. That's all coming up and a lot more. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, already the 22nd day of September 2014. We are coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. All right, I'm going to open the phones up in the first 2.5 hours, interspersed with masses of news. We're not going to screen your phone calls, but I would specifically like to hear folks call in on a news topic like Washington Journal does on C-SPAN. We do this occasionally. Or to have a question or a quick comment. Because if I have a lot of long-winded callers, I'll become long-winded and we'll never get to a bunch of your calls. And for whatever reason, and I've had this discussion probably 200 times on air in the last 15 years, only my first 4 or 5 years on air was I good at taking calls. Whereas now I'm better at news and analysis and even reading the news on air. I just cannot break the habit of A, not going to calls, or B, once I go to them, just letting people ramble on pointlessly. Every time I say it's a specific topic and you can only call in about this, we have excellent callers. Whenever I say it's a free-for-all, some of them are good, some of them are bad. And, hey, the show's different. I don't like to screen calls. At the same time, though, I want to make sure your phone has good audio and that you're ready with your point or your question. In fact, just to break the mold and do it, I'm not even going to get into the news first. I'm just going to go to your phone calls first with your questions and your comments to just shake the show up. And that doesn't mean that the show you listen to every day and the show that you love will not be here tomorrow. It just means that I personally like taking more phone calls occasionally and just can't seem to make myself do it. So in the spirit of folks being able to get in who have never been able to get in on the show, first-time callers in this first hour on Ron Paul's speech exposing the fact that our government's arming ISIS in Syria and saying that it's wrong, to climate change skeptics call out marchers' hypocrisy with huge buses, piles of garbage. They're claiming that consumption is bad, but really they just want to guilt you into accepting social engineering and more taxes. Very powerful video by PJTV. Robert F. Kennedy loses control at the climate rally when they bring up what a hypocrite he is. It's like these people that get preferential treatment in Austin and New York and other social engineering hubs. They'll have the front parking spaces aren't even for handicap now. It'll be for electric cars, and no one's ever parked in them because electric cars cost too much, and the equations have been done. They use as much as a average subcompact of the same basic design, as much energy or more from coal power plants mainly, because you lose a lot of the electricity once you transmit it down power lines. There's a lot of issues involved, and it's generated by fossil fuels in most cases. Yes, if you have an electric car and your own hydroelectric plant down the street, then that is a very clean way to do things. But in most cases, it's coming from coal or it's coming from natural gas, which has a carbon footprint in the aggregate because of power loss down power lines that is massive. So in some cases, half the power gets lost. So we've got that report we're going to be getting to. I mean, I love how Al Gore owns more than 15 houses. One of them in California is 10,000 square foot. He has one in Tennessee that was 14,000 square feet. We did a video report about it a few years ago. And he wants you to live in a 220-foot coffin apartment so they can charge you more property taxes and more fines and fees. The answer is you have less, so the government and corporate class that controls it can get more with their titles of nobility, which are the UN, diplomatic immunity, the corporate loopholes, and the rest of it. That's the big issue here, is that corporate leaders that are anti-free market are reestablishing feudalism and serfdom, and they're exempt from it. That's the real discrimination. We can discuss that. We have a medical doctor and scientist who's advised the U.S. government, the UN, you name it. In fact, she's a former Clinton administration official. Is coming on. She was in a CBS News report admitting, which is already in the major studies, but I want to get a doctor on to break it down for you, that yes, your cell phones are giving you cancer. She'll be joining us to discuss the fact that this is a very serious issue, Dr. Devra Davis. So that's coming up. UK's Cameron Schiff's tack on constitutional shakeup to mollify Scots. That's Reuters. Then you read the article. It says he's flipping and not doing what he said he would do on more powers for Scotland. They used to call that lying. Now they call it changing tack. Be like if it was your wedding night and you just made vows the rest of your life to be with this man or this woman, and she walks in or he walks into the bridal suite, and your new wife is in bed with the bellhop going at it, and you say, baby, you just pledged to never cheat on me, and she looks at you and says, I changed tack. That'd be a good one. But we've now gotten to the point you just expect betrayal. oh, we'll give you more autonomy, stay in the, you know, the UK, and then, oh, sorry, now we're not going to do that. Snipers, guards, and fences, not enough. Secret Service now is looking at checkpoints on the roads surrounding the White House. Well, they already kind of have that on the roads right around it. And boy, let me tell you, little kids hold up their camera, take a picture of the White House from the park across the street. Secret Service runs over and gets in their face. And it's just Secret Service, uniform Secret Service is just running around everywhere. And none of it has to do with so-called security. It's all about just selling the idea that this country should accept being a bunch of third world serfs. I was reading some COINTELPRO documents this weekend from congressional hearings back in the 70s about the FBI targeting political dissent in this country and trying to shut it down. And their mission was to even use violence to do it if need be. But obviously that was illegal. So to keep it secret so that the illusion that we were a free country would not be shattered. Well, now government doesn't want to go with that. They want to say, no, you are slaves, and you better step and fetch when we say. Now, I see the phones have been loaded ringing. Let me give you the number. First-time callers, any issue you want to raise, I love the wild card angle of it, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's an interesting story. Drone that can turn a doorknob. And we showed a drone in an article for InfoWars last week that DrudgeReport.com picked up. This story is on Drudge Today from Time Magazine. Showing the drone that they're training indoors to be able to come and open your doorknob. The one we showed last week flies through your window or flies along looking through your windows. And they have announced it's now fitted with face scanning technology to identify faces in crowds or inside your home. Can you imagine what the Nazis would have done with something like this? See, we could, as a culture, demand an architecture of technology that empowered humanity. But instead, we're letting the social engineers decide the architecture, and it is a decidedly anti-human perspective. Speaking of that, there is a video titled The Singularity, Alex Jones and Ray Kurzweil Battle, that we're also going to be playing here today. So we're going to be having a little discussion about the singularity and more. But the toll-free number to join us, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I spent a lot of the Sunday show yesterday, well, playing special reports, which I do sometimes anyways, because I like them. They're informative, I think. People seem to like it as well. But also because I did some screaming Saturday night, some yelling, an hour-long speech I gave to the Casey Research Group, really high-powered group down in San Antonio. It was an international group, but it was at the Hyatt down in San Antonio. But what I really focused in on in the first half of the broadcast was Rand Paul's speech last Friday, where he openly said we've given 600 tons in the last year to ISIS and that it's meant to overthrow Assad. Well, Samantha Powers has now come out. That's our ambassador to the UN, and said exactly that. Let's go to this clip.
Our national security imperative is to go after ISIL and to degrade and destroy it over time. And the moderate opposition now will have greater capabilities to do that thanks to an overwhelming bipartisan vote in Congress to support that.
But is that what the Free Syrian Army wants to do? I thought the Free Syrian Army was trying to fight Assad, that they've been fighting side by side in some cases with ISIS. That's why. Do they know that's why we're training them?
They do. But may I add, the training also will service these troops in the same struggle that they've been in since the beginning of this conflict against the Assad regime. Let me note, the Free Syrian Army and other moderate forces have been fighting ISIL since December. They have pushed ISIL out of strategic areas. The reason that they've lost
crap.
The moderate opposition have lost territory over time is that they have been fighting.
Over 90% of the rebels are al-Qaeda. They just call them ISIL, ISIS, to confuse you. And I know we've harped on this, but there you go. You got John McCain attacking Rand Paul for saying that, and the ambassador admits it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
I'm going to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in here. for about 10 minutes at the start of the next hour because he just walked in with this NBC local news story that I haven't seen put out on a big national platform yet. Police search for missing Afghan soldiers on Cape Cod. You heard me right, on the East Coast. Mass National Guard says the soldiers were last seen Saturday night, but there is no threat to the public. How many times have the military troops of Afghanistan in Afghanistan blown up bases, detonated car bombs and truck bombs, launched hand grenade attacks, or killed the highest-ranking general ever killed in combat? What was he, General Green was a two-star general? Remember last month and a half ago? Three Afghan National Army soldiers went missing. The soldiers had been at Joint Base Camp Cod since September 11th. Brought in on September 11th. There's been a lot of speculation, including they may be trying to defect. Defect to who? I thought they already defected to the United States. No reason to think they have nefarious intent, said Colonel Timothy Albin. National Guard says there is no threat to the public at this time because the soldiers were vetted by a wide variety of agencies before they were brought into the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, they have senior members of the Afghan Army blowing people up. I mean, this is just more bull. More 2 plus 2 equals 5. I'm getting really upset. Because let me tell you something. When they go shoot up a shopping mall or shoot up a church or shoot up a school, they're going to blame gun owners and say, they were able to rob a house and get guns, or able to go to a gun shop and buy them. And that's why you need to turn your guns in. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And I'm not saying these guys are doing that. I'm saying it just shows how this country is wide open. I'm not saying these particular soldiers are going to do that. But I will say I don't trust them. And I will say our southern borders are wide open. And Joe brought me another article about a terror group connected to Al-Qaeda that has U.S. passports on record. By the way, Joe did a report about 2 months ago dealing with video and photo no one had ever seen that he took while in Afghanistan, where they found a safe house filled with thousands of munitions and hand grenades and weapons with New York phone books and people they were going to kill. And then folks go, oh, that was probably planted. There's no real Muslim extremist. Alex, you know, you've sold out. You used to say everything was an inside job and staged. And, you know, now you're saying that there's a real terror threat. No, you never listened to my show. Or you listen to mainstream media put out a one-dimensional view of what I said. There are radical Islamicists. They're being funded and protected by criminal elements in Western governments, evidenced by ISIS right now. And they are being allowed to destabilize the world and attack the West. So then the power structure has a way to bring military-industrial complex takeover that Eisenhower warned us of to the United States and the West. It's very elementary. Problem, reaction, solution. But there are real terror groups. Now, should we give our liberties up because of them? Absolutely not. Statistically, it's a very low danger. Plus, if you start giving liberty up, people will start staging it because they get to take over. You have to say, no, we're a free country. We're going to keep our Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're going to have an open and free society. We are not going to have checkpoints a mile around the White House because next it'll be a mile around D.C. This is the Romanian or Soviet or Nazi model that you only see when, like, a foreign army is approaching the capital. This is not land of the free, home of the brave. NSA spying, the news saying your kids belong to the government, it's pure tyranny. We've got a long segment coming up. We're going to go to break and go to Kenneth, Dan, Renee, Jesse, Mike, and others. And as soon as you hear one person hang up, that's your chance to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Because I will take a lot of calls when we come back. But Joe Biggs will pop in for 10 minutes to give us his take on this. He came in here pretty upset by this, and I know why. Because they were constantly being attacked inside their bases. Constantly by the so-called Afghan army. And people can say, well, we shouldn't be over there. Regardless, they shouldn't be over here either. And there are a lot of Wahhabist, Haqqani Network, Al-Qaeda types who are absolute sleeper cells, and you know full well the government could let them come in. saying they're vetted and know they're planning an attack. I'm not saying these guys. I'm saying hypothetically. And then use that attack, again, to divert all attention away from the other Obama scandals and things that are happening. They knew with Major Hassan. For 2 years, the CIA was tracking his emails back to al-Qaeda and the planned attack. They declared national security on those emails, but Congress that was able to see it admitted that the CIA knew. So, again, they just wind these guys up, and then they attack. The question is, why? It's not debatable. They're winding them up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Little Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And this is Monday, the 22nd day of September 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, I'm going to your phone calls now, right through the full 3 hours. We have one guest on for 30 minutes, another guest for 10 minutes. But other than that, it'll be phone calls and news. Coming up, food shortages on Sierra Leone's final day of Ebola lockdown. Handouts of rice were distributed only to some families ordered to stay in their homes. World Bank says Ebola spread may have catastrophic costs. I think it already has. Also, Saul Alinsky letters have been released between Hillary Clinton and Saul Alinsky. Look at that creepy control freak, if you're watching us on TV. Hillary Clinton, when she was young, they had her in Life magazine when she was a college student, telling us then how she would be our superstar boss. And, of course, new documents have been leaked showing the big telecom companies with the big video game makers literally being run by top anti-male feminists to put all their anti-family, anti-male messages out there as women prepare to literally wed the state. All run by the Central Intelligence Agency. Gloria Steinem in the 80s wrote a book and admitted that she was given the money to start that whole organization. Miss Magazine has nothing to do with empowering women. It's about absolutely breaking up any type of community, and it's truly sickening. We told you this was coming. USA Today reports tax refunds will be cut for American Care, American Affordable Care Act recipients, or Obamacare. So we told you that it had all sorts of little red tape in there like that. So there you go. Like death panels. The Affordable Care Act. What a deal. But first, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, thanks for calling today. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute about the climate change protesters. You know, this is kind of amazing to me that they'll get up there with the signs and they'll talk about CO carbon emissions and all this, but nobody wants to talk about geoengineering. Nobody wants to talk about the chemicals that are being sprayed in the air. And, like, I'll give you an example, like C-SPAN. They'll get up there and talk about it like they do today, and nobody mentions it. It's just like, let's just keep quiet about that. Let's don't say anything about that. We'll talk about everything else, but when somebody gets on the phone and tries to say something about it, they cut them off. That's just amazing to me, and I just wanted to get your take on that.
They have to keep up appearances on C-SPAN, and all the time I'm sent YouTube clips that listeners have compiled where an entire hour of phone calls will be dominated by plugs for Infowars.com, plugs for our documentaries, people talking about the New World Order. They'll have a Council on Foreign Relations or Trilateral Commission member on, and they will literally get besieged by informed listeners that will start quoting the different treasonous statements back at them until they panic and shut it down because they can't stand being challenged. The fake environmental movement is about global zoning, population control, selective enforcement of regulations to allow only certain insider groups to operate and flourish, or feudalism. And exactly, they want to tax carbon dioxide as part of the life cycle, oxygen, carbon dioxide, sunshine and water. Got to have those things. If they can tax one of those, we know sunshine's good, we know water's good, we know oxygen's good, so they target carbon dioxide while they ignore all the GMO, the cross-species engineering, the geoengineering of the climate, all the things that are admitted to be going on. Oh, forget that. You are just someone that wants to kill the earth because you won't turn control over to the UN and these select corporations. That's a great point, and I appreciate your call. In fact, since he mentioned it, let's go ahead and go to a clip. Climate change skeptics call out marchers' hypocrisies. And all they did was send out onto the streets PJTV to go bring up some simple questions. Look at how you came here on buses. Look at how you got garbage everywhere. Look how much you're consuming. Look at how your cell phone is getting its power from coal. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we've interviewed before, by the way, literally blew up and just got flustered. It's like when I had Rothschild on, one of the main Rothschild heirs who pushes all this stuff and puts out books for polar bears can't swim for kids. We famously had him on promoting his book. And when I said, well, why are the ice caps on Mars? Because that was 8 years ago, and so it was still some solar system warming. I said, why is its ice caps getting smaller, not just ours? Of course, it stopped right around that time, and now they've been growing. And he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth, dummy. And I said, no, it's Mercury, Venus, Earth was third rock, and then Mars, and then out to the gas giants. And he just said, no, it's not, and laughed at me. Now, obviously, he knew Mars was further out. But it's a religion of disdain for the public's ignorance and training you to just throw it in your face that we're going to fund ISIS to fight ISIS and then change the name to ISIL to confuse people. So that's a great point. Let's go ahead and play a clip of this video. Here it is.
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have a cell phone.
You do? Are you concerned about the damage that the cell phone and electricity generation causes to the environment?
Are you joking about this?
No, I want to know if you're willing to give up your iPhone.
No,
are you
I'm
willing to give... Why not? Doesn't it start with people like you? You're here
No. It starts by changing the laws to rationalize the marketplace so that we reward the most efficient forms of energy use, and we punish the bad ones.
Shouldn't you lead by example?
No. I do lead by example.
So are you going to give up your cell phone?
No, I'm not going to give up my
Are you going to give up your car?
Are you going to give up yours?
I'm not the one who's here talking about the environment. You're here trying to change the environment, trying to change the law. So I'm asking if you are going to lead by example.
No, I'm not going to stop using a cell phone. I'm not going to stop using... I don't believe that we have to reduce our quality of life in order to have a rational free market, in order to stop the use of carbon, in order to divorce ourselves from
All right, that's good.
A fuel that is destroyed.
I think it's even better. The video's up on InfoWars.com right now. And I want to commend PJTV. It's better than their old days where they would have people stand behind me yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, and then blame me for it when it was on video that I didn't say it. Whatever. Hey, they want to keep our power plants on. I like them. Good job. They do a lot of really, really great work over there. Now, continuing, and then I'm going to go back to your calls on this issue. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has exposed that vaccines are clearly linked to autism. I appreciate him for that. He has spoken out and said we should investigate cell phone radiation and brain tumors that killed his uncle. I think he's actually a guy that means well. Because I've talked to him on air and off air. And I know folks that are friends with him. So I don't want to just demonize every liberal out there. He is a useful idiot. And I've been an idiot before as well. All of us are learning. It's a process. But, he is a useful idiot. That's what Lenin called well-meaning people that went along with the communists. And the media demonized him for coming out and speaking out and saying we should investigate vaccines when it's overwhelming. By the end of the week, last week, I had said there were three mainstream news articles worldwide, or three different big events, hundreds of articles worldwide. There was a fourth by Sunday I didn't get to. In a seven-day period, four scandals on four continents. There's the other four scandals. With vaccines killing large numbers of children that took them. HPV, polio shots, you name it, killing people in Latin America, in South America, in Central Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa. Simply mind-blowing. So I don't want to just sit here and attack people like Kennedy. He really thinks you should turn your guns in. He really thinks carbon's going to kill us all. And at least he's against a bunch of GMO stuff that's out of control. So many scientists come to me. I ran into one of them at the Casey Research event, who was a biologist. And he said, Alex, why are you against GMO? And I said, well, they're putting Trojan horse stuff into it, and they're not testing it right. I've read the studies by the companies that put it out themselves. It's really dangerous to mix plant and animals together, and it's really dangerous to be... And, I mean, are you denying that... Take the case of BT corn. Within three generations of feeding it to rodents, they're almost completely sterile, and it goes for the same for almost all of them. I mean, this is real what we're talking about here. This is real. And so I don't just take issues because they're liberal or conservative, and then I decide something has validity to it because it fits into my worldview. I really try to find out what's going on. All right, I said I take a lot of calls, and I've taken one call. Let's go to Dan in Louisiana. Dan, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Alex, calling from FEMA Region 6.
Good to have you on.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that I have taken part in the Impo War. I was working, I do work in oil refineries down here in Louisiana. I do an inspection. And I was working with a gentleman. I'd rather not say his name on the air. I don't know if he wants me to announce who he is, but whatever. He had the first and probably the only Ron Paul town hall in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, when Ron Paul was running for president. So he's big-time conservative, big-time libertarian, and he and I were having, you know, a lot of discussions about how to pass on the information of the InfoWar. So he gave me a good idea. He said, man, why don't you go get a business card? Because instead of telling somebody about the constitutional free zone or telling them our Bill of Rights are under attack or there's no more posse comitatus, you know, why don't you just get a card made, hand them something that they can put in their purse, pocket, or wallet, and maybe when you're not around, they may refer back to it. So I did just that. I've been passing them out. If it's okay, can I read my card over the air?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it starts out, Free Americans for America, in big, thick black letters at the top of it. And then underneath that, I continued on with, help preserve our republic. Are you aware of these four things? One, constitutional free zone 100 miles inland of America's coastlines. Two, our Constitution and Bill of Rights are under attack. Three, the end of posse comitatus in America. Four, our government has been putting fluoride in our water supply for years. To become more informed of these issues, you can type items 1 through 4 as listed on any internet search engine. Also, go to InfoWars.com.
Beautiful.
God bless America.
That's beautiful, brother. Thank you so much, and God bless you. That's how we're going to reach more people. And I'll just tell you, the power structure is hopping mad at us right now. They're attacking us from every angle. Because our talking points that we put out, which are based in real research and reality, are getting picked up by Congress and by the media. And that's the real power of this operation, is not even our audience of 20 million people and growing. That's conservative. But a base audience of 20 million, we're reaching hundreds of millions every year, one way or another, through different venues. And it's getting people to start thinking from an outside perspective of getting outside the box. And it's really making the establishment get upset. So please don't take InfoWars.com for granted. Thank you for putting up with me at the same time. It is a very hard task we've got here, but it's also an invigorating task. It's historical what's happening, and we really have a chance to make the world a better place. But regardless, I know this. Tyrants are taking over. If we don't at least slow them down, we're not going to have any freedom or any prosperity. It's getting serious. I want to go to Emma in Oregon. Emma in Oregon is listening on 880 AM KCMX. Go ahead, Emma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to, I was having a conversation with my nephew who just got back from the Navy the other day for a visit, and he was telling me about all the vaccinations that they were giving him, and we just got into a conversation about that. And I was, like, looking at it because he was just, like, defending them so much, and I have two little kids, and I choose, like, not to vaccinate them because, well, I was reading about it, and this doctor was saying online, it was a really interesting article, and he was saying that, you know, well, obviously the vaccinations, they make your body create antibodies to protect against the disease eventually. So, but the human body can't even do that until 6 months old. And they try and vaccinate your kid before they even leave the hospital for hepatitis B, before you even leave the hospital.
Well, let's expand on that. If your baby's not having sex or using intravenous drugs with HIV-positive people and doesn't have an immune system to begin with, why would you give them a hepatitis shot? It's one of the most vicious, toxic shots out there. It has some of the worst side effects. They want to set the precedent early. To put hundreds of different vaccines in your child by the time they're 10 years old, more than 40 by the time they're 2. And most of the vaccines don't even approximate what the real pathogen is. They always act like we're debating that you can get learned immunity, artificial immunity, from a vaccine by introducing a small amount of attenuated virus or whatever the pathogen is. No, we know vaccines work. We know vaccine science is 500 years old with smallpox. They would take a needle or a stick and pop some of the pus of it and from somebody that had it. And then when you were well, instead of already being run down when you got it, you had a better chance of beating it. okay? But still, it would kill you sometimes. It's very dangerous. So all we're saying is there's major side effects. Now, that's if you have a government trying to be good and trying to have liability so that there is some culpability there so that people can get in trouble. Instead, it's all secret. They have a big tribunal with $5 billion cash and taxpayer money to secretly pay people off. They got to sign forms, never speak about it. They'll lie to you and say there's no side effects on the vaccine. When you read the insert, it'll tell you it can kill you. I don't care what vaccine it is. Read it. One of the side effects is death. Gardasil, death. MMR, death. Guillain-Barré, epilepsy, narcolepsy. And there were four events last week in Colombia and Syria and Pakistan and Africa. In the continent of Africa. Forget which country it was. The point is you can look it up. Where kids are getting sterilized or paralyzed or dying right after they take shots. So they just sit here thinking we're ignorant and go, nothing's happening. Nothing's wrong. Why don't you want a shot? Why are you against science? What, do you want to go live with Fred Flintstone and Barney? Ma'am, anything else? Specifically that they were saying to you or any other questions or comments?
Yeah, the sheet, fact sheet they give you on the, it's hard for me to even take my kids to the doctor anymore. And people
hold on, I'm going
to
come back to you. See, they don't, people ask for the paperwork now, they give you a fact sheet that the company tells them to give you. You don't want the fact sheet. You want the drug insert that comes in the box. It's got the molecule and the breakdown on it.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard. stop us now.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls right into the next hour. Jesse, Mike, Renee, Eric, and others. Going back to Emma in Oregon, 880 AM KCMX. There is nothing more frustrating than being on air 20 years, having three children, going through schools wanting you to go get vaccines, even private ones, and not even knowing that there are waivers when upwards of 20% of the country is getting the waivers. And it's not a waiver to a law. It's just a policy they want you to get the waiver. But the schools will lie to you and tell you that there's not a waiver. My children are in a private school right now where they're informed and are patriots and know what's going on. But most of these vaccines on record don't protect you. They have serious side effects. And then they're adding a lot of Trojan horse type things to them. This is a government and a system caught doing secret lethal experiments on white people, black people, Hispanics, you name it, veterans, troops. Why would you trust anything they do? Why would you buy into any of it? And then I get so upset because I see the pattern of fraud, this pattern of criminal conspiracy, where they just tell the workers at the different drugstores and places, but also the shot clinics and the rest of it, just say safe and effective and give them a fact sheet saying there's no side effects or that your arm might be sore. And so you go up to Walgreens and you say, we've done this on video for the Nightly News. Yes, we'd like to know about the side effects. Okay, here's a fact sheet. We go, no, we want the insert that came in the little box with the ampule. Oh, you want that here. Oh. And then you read that. Oh, this can paralyze or kill me? Wow. I thought it was safe and effective. You mean the shingles shot can give me the shingles? You mean the tetanus shot can give me tetanus? You mean hepatitis shots can kill me? And so you've got a mom out there trying to get informed about it. And you mention the, quote, fact sheet they give you. Go ahead and finish up, Emma.
Well, it's just that, you know, it tells you how many people in, like, the estimate, like, how many people get, like, these horrible, like, autism or permanent side effects from it. And it's just, it's really scary. But also the other thing is the reason I do not trust my doctor or my kid's dentist is, like, they force the fluoride on you, the oral fluoride that they want you to give your kid, the drops. And every single time I go to the doctor, are you giving your kid fluoride? They force it on you. They send in a prescription to the pharmacy every single time for me. I never go pick it up, but it's scary. Like, why? They know that that's not good for your kid. Why are they giving it to a little baby?
You're talking about fluoride tablets?
The drops. So I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, school districts all over the country are stopping that. I remember being a kid in first and second grade, and they would have us take the fluoride pills, and I would get deathly ill and just lay on the ground. And I would basically crawl out of the building with half the other kids to meet our parents outside when I went to Margaret Sanger Kindergarten in Dallas. I remember a few times a year when the red pills would come with the free toothbrush with a little animal or something on the handle that I learned to dread it by the first grade. I wasn't a rocket scientist. I just knew these red pills bring pain. And now they admit it causes dental fluorosis. It does nothing to protect your teeth. Total fraud. Social engineering. Just like the White House science czar said in EcoScience, they would add things to water to brain damages. And they've done a great job. So don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a ProPure G2 filter and cut the fluoride out. Drink extra. David Rockefeller is counting on it. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.